You want to say, I am. Say, I am. I am. Somebody. I am. Somebody. I am. God's child. My mind is a pearl. I can learn anything in the world if my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it. I know I can achieve it. Red and yellow, brown, black, and white. We're all children in God's sight. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody. Stop the violence. Save the children. Stop the violence. Save the children. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Let me hear you scream. Try it. Pastor Chern, express my gratitude to you for hosting us and your wife for a delicious biscuit downstairs. Delegate Rasul and Vice Mayor of the City and those who have gathered here today, ministers, please stand, ministers, please stand, ministers. Please give them a hand. Again, Pastor Lewis, give her a hand, please. Thank you. And that SCP is in the house, give it up for the sergeant. Rainbow Push Coalition wants to get a chapter going in Roanoke. As we build the movement across Virginia and across the South, our coordinator who lives in Richmond has the Gary Flowers Show. Gary Flowers, please stand. Our national coordinator, Reverend Tyrone McGowan, please stand, Tyrone. We run several concerns past today and even have some time for some question and discussion. We couldn't get in there earlier today from New York, where we were working on yesterday. Last week, we did voter registration drives at University of Virginia in Charlottesville, a leadership meeting there, then on to Virginia State in Petersburg, and then George Mason University on Friday night. Now today in Roanoke and later today in Lynchburg, and tomorrow we're going to the Tidewater area to deal with Norfolk State, Hampton, and schools in that zone. We need to reassess where we are. God has blessed us abundantly. Many of us don't have the feeling that our blessings, we are like giants and grasshopper complexes. Things have changed in America so many ways in the last 50 years. We need to assess as we seek to heal and to rebuild. We all want healing. Some of us don't want to take the glass out the wound. You have a scab, but you have no healing until the glass comes out the wound. The pain of Charlottesville still haunts us very much. There's too much hatred, violence, ignorance, and fear standing between us. If you put two seeds in the ground of equal strength, pastor, put a wall between them, one will grow tall with multiples of fruit. One will be short and stunted. The taller one is not better. The stunted one is not worse. It's just that the one that had access to sunshine, some call photosynthesis, will grow. When the walls come down and bridges are built, we all can grow to the height God meant for us to become. We all can grow higher, and we all can be better. And then say, we all can grow higher and get better and not better. We want healing. We must take the glass out the womb. Another way to put it is that you have behind the wall, you don't know what's or who's behind the wall. You hear noise, you hear rumors about them. You don't know who they are. And so there's ignorance of them. Say ignorance. Then you learn to be afraid of them. Say ignorance. Say ignorance.
Ignorance.
Fear.
Fear.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Leads to violence.
Leads to violence.
When the walls come down, we're less ignorant.
That's right.
Less hateful. Less fearful and more violent. Talk about legislator Rasul coming in today. I hear some people saying we don't want federal support in Virginia. 60% of Virginia's federal, the budget is federal. Virginia couldn't make payroll for a month without the federal government. Railroads federal subsidized. Highways, airports, seaports, all the military installations. So we want federal government, airports, seaports, defense industry, military industry, railroads, hospitals, and schools. We must appreciate it's our government. We should. Virginia is the second most dependent state in America on federal investment. And why not? You have your share of soldiers, you pay your share of taxes, you are a productive state, therefore you're that. In this city, Roanoke, there's 6,000 people eligible for Medicaid that can't get it. You're losing $50 million by fighting against Medicaid. There are those who really want, so there are those who want affordable health care,
early examinations,
keep the insurance between jobs, mammogram tests, pap tests for women, see on your insurance policy, after school, to at least 26. We all want affordable health care. You want affordable health care and don't want Obamacare. You want an omelet without the eggs. Y'all get that tomorrow. Affordable health care is what they call Obamacare. It shouldn't have been called that. There's no such bill as Obamacare. There's no such bill as affordable health care. The meaning is that's not affordable, that's just Obamacare. It's for the most vulnerable people in our society. Need health care based upon need, not based upon money. The woman came to Jesus, she was sick. He didn't stop and ask her for her vital data. Was she married? Did she have a job? Did she have education? But said by her faith and his power, she was made whole. See, people should get health care because they need it. We are a great nation. Greatness is measured by how you treat the least of these, how you treat those who backstab you. The Bible does not, he didn't look back to see what her race was or what her gender was. She was sick and that was enough. And I think about how we are just so divided by race. See, when it's dark, real dark, we all look amazingly similar in the dark, in the coal mine. We all look amazingly similar in the mind. We have survived apart. We must now learn to live together. That's a good part of our mission. Look at the storms in Texas, Houston, and Port Arthur, and Beaumont, and storms in Florida and the Caribbean islands are now coming this way. Reverend Sherman, I was a little younger, and they would talk about peace would come when lion and lamb lie together. There'd be peace in the valley. That did not make rational sense to me, because lions are strong, powerful, and greedy. Lions eat lamb just for the sport. lambs learn to stay out of the lion's way, because they cannot defend themselves against lamb. But the Bible says, you must say, when lions and lambs lie together, when lambs courageous enough to no negotiate with lions, when lions are humble enough to respect lambs, there'll be peace in the valley. What did you see in Houston, Texas, but the rich and the poor both stranded in the water? When the storms of life blow, they don't pick you by the address. When the rains come and the flood waters rise, lions and lambs in the water trying to swim together. I've been blessed to go abroad several times to bring some Americans home from foreign jails. And I was often asked, how did you do it? I said, well, I tried to find out what those countries with whom we had disagreements and us had in common. Well, they wanted to relate to America on terms of their own self-respect. When we went to those countries, we either didn't know them well, or didn't respect the leadership, or didn't appreciate the power of religion in those countries. And so, what do they have? What does the lion and the lamb say? What does the lion and the lamb have in common? Neither wants ask the rain on their back. Neither wants a fire to burn the forest. Neither wants the flood waters to rise. Surely, if lion and lamb can find common ground, black and white can find common ground. We don't have no choice but to learn to live together. Why are these storms coming? They're man-made disasters. When you pierce the ozone layer, like and the sun shines more directly on the glaciers, and they melt the glaciers, and the water rises, and the temperature rises, and the land-based temperature rises. And the wind blows, there's something called hurricanes and tornadoes because of the direct ray of the sun on the glaciers. Now, when the sun does pierce the glaciers and the water does rise, the temperatures rise, the winds blow, people, they said, Irma's coming. We couldn't get no airplane to stop Irma. Our military couldn't stop Irma. Nuclear weapons couldn't stop Irma. The Marines couldn't stop. All we could do was run and hide for a shelter. So when God's wrath visits us, there is no hiding place. So when we earn the wrath of God, we earn the wrath of God by the foolishness of our ways. There is no hiding place. The people who live in the great homes along the borders, their homes were drifting in water. Those who had shacks, they were drifting in water. Well, that's because when the storms raise, they don't pick whether you're poor in Jamaica, whether you're rich in the Keys of Florida. They come the same basic way, because we ignore the science of our time. Good religion and good science, I'd say good religion and good science are not in conflict. Noah said it's going to rain. As sure as we pierce the ozone layer, it's going to rain. And the rain's going to come hard. The rain's going to come fierce. This is just the beginning of the storm season. That Maria is on the way to following up Irma. The storms keep on coming. Noah did not say teach swimming lessons. And I don't need to be protected because I can swim. I have a job. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I have my own home. I have my home on the seashore. But when the storms come, only those in the ark will survive. See, if I can swim, because I'm strong, I have good education, and some money, and I can travel. I can swim, but not 40 days and nights without stopping. I'm trying to break this thing down the other side. When these storms come, the fact that you have three cars in the garage, an extra car in the slip, does not matter. When the water, so when the water rises, and the temperature rises, the land temperature rises, and the wind blows, there are storms, hurricanes, and tornadoes. If we don't protect the earth will fight back. When God speaks, there is no hiding place. So we're in for a season of choosing superstition over science. We must not choose superstition over science. I'm concerned that we look at what happened in Charlottesville. The Ku Klux Klan used to march with hoods on. They're afraid to show their faces. Now they take their hoods off, they are bold. The Ku Klux Klan represents tyranny. White supremacists represent tyranny. Neo-Nazis represent tyranny. So they march with the tiki lamps past synagogues to disturb the Jewish population and march past churches. And then a young lady was killed in a terrorist attack. And the President of the United States will equate the hate mongers with an innocent young woman. That's a false equation. That's fake news. That's real fake news. So we deserve to have enough sense to discern between the Ku Klux Klan, white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the American dream. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters and not die apart as fools. If we in fact choose today in Roanoke to move to higher ground, we should have in fact automatic voter registration. At age 18, we are automatically in the Federal Registrar. At birth, you automatically have a birth date. At death, you can't bury until you get a death date and a death certificate. See if we can have a birth certificate at birth, a death certificate at death, in the Federal Registrar at age 18. We should be voters at age 18. Don't use any barrier between us and our democracy. Our democracy, say democracy works when the people who are governed with the consent of the governed. And what fascinates me so much about the New South, when I look at the football games on yesterday, you could not have the Dallas Cowboys behind the cotton curtain. You couldn't have the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons behind the cotton curtain. UVA and Virginia State couldn't play black and white together behind the cotton curtain. You could not have Boeing Airline, a company, and Honda, Toyota, and Nissan behind the cotton curtain. Talk to me, somebody. You couldn't have the Olympics behind the cotton curtain. All that development along the interstate highway, you could not have. So when the walls came down, we became a better South. We're learning to live together. But the day Dr. King gave the speech in Washington, and I think sometimes our youth are misled by the term when they look at the I Have a Dream, the literary poetic climax of that speech. The day he gave that speech, people of color from Virginia, down to Florida, across to Texas, we couldn't use a single public toilet. We had to go behind cans and alleys to relieve our bodies nasty, please don't look. Ready to give that speech. A high school class in South Carolina could not take a picture along the state capitol, but dogs could. The day he gave that speech, you could not buy ice cream in the front door of Howard Johnson. You could not run a room in the Holiday Inn. Our money was counterfeited. We were trapped behind the walls of segregation. The day he gave it, if you were a black or Latino soldier, you had to sit behind Nazi POWs on American military bases. So when? He gave that speech. Yes. Black and brown veterans had to sit behind Nazis on American military bases. Those walls are down. That Confederate flag and those statues must also come down. One flag, one America, one republic, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One America. One of them. We've come to a hellish period here. 246 years of legal slavery. 1619 to 1865. Then Jim Crow, another 100 years. 5,000 blacks were lynched without one indictment. And Emmett Till was killed in 1955. And Medgar was killed in 1963. The jurors knew who the killers were. Those who killed Emmett Till almost bragged about, yeah, we killed him. He was a white lady who, before she died, confessed that she had lied about being Muslim in the first place. They lynched that boy, and the one juror was asked, why didn't you convict him? You knew he was guilty. She said, I cannot imagine a white man going to jail for killing a nigger. But we learned better. So we've learned better. We are better. We're growing in grace. We need each other for health care. We need each other for education. We need each other for jobs. We need each other to fight terror. When they hit those buildings in New York, 9/11, they didn't choose who got killed by race, agenda, our religion. See, when the devil strikes, the devil does not pick and choose. And so it is the day that we've come here to challenge you to do voter registration. All of the youth who are 18 today, be 18 by November of this year, are eligible to register and vote now. Many of our seniors are not registered voters. And they're not registered. I might, if I wrote, I might serve on a jury. That's an honor. If I register, they might know that I ain't paying my bills. They know that already. So voter registration matters. The pastor, the reason why the church has to take such a role in convincing people to register and vote, that some people will only trust their pastor to do what is a challenge to them. When I first ran for presidency, my grandmother was not going to vote for me. Not because she didn't love me. Grandmama couldn't read and couldn't write. She didn't make an X by her name. And had to get somebody to verify the X was in the right place. By the time she was Mrs. Burns, she was Jesse Jackson's grandmother. She didn't want to go downtown and expose her illiteracy. And so Mom and I almost had to take her body down to register to vote for her grandchild, run for presidency. Said somehow we must choose dignity over fear. Somehow our courage and our faith must lift us above fears and superstition. Some years later, Grandma served on the jury. She came home. I'm going to get him. He's wrong. She was in the jury box. Grandma had power. So jurors have power. Jurors determine up the river, the school, or down the river, to jail. Jurors determine innocence or guilt. Jurors matter. So I want everybody in this room, if you're not registered, and in this state, if you don't vote this year, You're not what you. They're going to take 70,000 off of the rolls. They're called deregistration. Because you're not voting lately. I voted for Barack. If you voted maybe you get to vote. If I voted then, I must vote again. I will get deregistered. If you change your name, you're off the rolls. If you change your address, you're off the rolls. Students have the right to register and vote at school and vote in the area where they attend school. If you go to school in Roanoke and you're from Norfolk or you're from Maryland, you have the right to register and vote. So I have the right to register and vote where I live. If I live in Roanoke, in school, I'm not going to drive to Norfolk or Baltimore to vote. I should vote where I live, wherever I stay, the last two or three nights in a row is where I live. Y'all got that? I said, let me make this case. We are in a very tenuous situation. We're facing a counter-cultural revolution in Washington.
Yes, we are.
We deserve better leadership than we have today. All that we fought for is now on the chopping block. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, when we got the right vote in 1965, he said it was an intrusion on states' rights. So they had the right to deny people the vote. When we got the right to vote in 1965, so the right to vote was not for blacks only. Slavery did not affect blacks only. In slavery, blacks couldn't vote. Whites, indentured servants, women could not vote. Workers could not organize. Slavery had broad application. We got the right to vote in 1965. So in 65, blacks got the right to vote. White women in much of the South couldn't serve on juries. 18-year-olds, those serving in Vietnam, could not vote. You could not vote on college campuses. You could not vote bilingually. The whole country changed in 65 when we got the right to vote. Now, to maintain those gains, we must keep voting. Someone said, Mr. Reverend, but this I voted, nothing changed. Say, if I put water on fire, and the fire does not go out, don't give up on water. Get more water. Water will put out fire. When you vote, you win sometime, you lose sometime, but you must vote because it's the right thing to do. And because that's power. That's power in the vote. The vote will elect mayors and governors. You wouldn't have had Doug Wilde as governor of this state without the right to vote. You would not have had Barack Obama as president of the United States with the right to vote. And then we must also make sure that our vote counts. In the last election, there are four narratives. One narrative said we lost the election because of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is not valid. After all, we were not a part of that college. That's slave legislation, 3/5 human legislation. We could get lost because of Russia. We don't know what all the Russians have. What we do know is our vote was suppressed. It's a vote of suppression undermines a fair election. When you put your vote in the bucket, you want the vote to count. And what happens in so many instances, voter suppression, the vote does not count. In North Carolina, the day after the election, they bragged about diminishing the black vote by 9%, increasing the white vote by 21% by moving precincts. I gave a speech at the Winston-Salem State College, 7,000 voters. They moved the precinct from the campus to 3 miles down the road. They had to walk down the road or catch a bus. People didn't vote. That vote was suppressed. Y'all hear me? In Detroit, 77,000 people, they had no indicator they voted the top of it. Can you imagine 77,000 people not choosing to vote for Hillary or Trump? It's called voter suppression. When the ball game takes place on Saturday afternoon, you may pull up for Virginia Tech or University of Virginia. Choose your team. And what makes the game so wonderful, you choose based upon direction, not complexion. Uniform color and not skin color. So whenever the game is won, we feel good. But when, with grace, or we lose, we still have our dignity. How can you, and you, so I'm a VA guy. How can you win or lose with grace and dignity? Say, whenever the playing field is even. And if on the play, the blacks had to run 12 yards for a first down because that game was broken home, the whites had to run 7 yards because they inherited some yards, that wouldn't work either. Say, so long as it's 10 yards for all first downs, so long as it's 6 points for all touchdowns. Whenever the playing field is even and the rules are public and the goals are clear, the referees are fair and the score is transparent, we can make it. We won't pass a fair rules. Fair rules. Lastly, at this point in America today, too few have too much. And too many do not have enough. That is the attempt to take away from 24 million people healthcare and take that money and give it to a substitute for the wealthy. That's ungodly. So to take money from the poor and give it to the rich is ungodly. The ungodly are not so. They want to take money designed to chase down these supremacists with these weapons and use for anti-infection in these schools. We deserve a better government. So we deserve a government that makes us safe and secure and fair. If my people will call by my name, all God's children, all of that, will humble themselves. Say, if I'm big and strong, God will humble you. If you're poor and faithful, God will accept. If I'm rich and arrogant, please cease to fall. If I'm poor and humble, God will exalt me. If my people will call by my name, humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from my wicked ways. If you deny the poor, that's wicked. If you don't defend the poor, that's wicked. If you don't feed the hungry, that's wicked. You don't care for those whose backs against the wall, that's wicked. You find unnecessary walls, that's wicked. So we must ask God to give us the strength to turn from our wicked ways. Then we'll hear from heaven. Good things come our way. And God will heal our land. We want healing today. Healing and hope and joy. And prosperity. It gets dark sometime, but the morning comes. The Lord is our light and our salvation. What shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. I hurt sometime. I cry sometime. Weeping may endure for a night, but hold on and hold out. Don't give up. Right here in joy. Joy. Real joy. Real joy, come up in the morning. The real joy comes in the morning. It's morning time. It's hope time. It's healing time. Joy time. Hope time. Healing time. Put your hands together. Tyrone McGowan has had these envelopes. Well, it is strong because you can say, if I stop by Roanoke and say, if I come to Roanoke, if I come to Roanoke and say, I just happen to stop by, you know I'm lying. Anybody who come to Roanoke meant to come to Roanoke. See, anybody to come to Roanoke meant to come. I'm in Roanoke today. I didn't just happen to stop. I meant to come to Roanoke. But the point is, even however you put it, is that the chain is measured by its links. Roanoke must be connected to Petersburg and to Richmond and to Norfolk and so forth and Portsmouth and the rest of the community. So we must all be connected. And so I want you to join the organization, and we'll, on this drive for both registered, we don't have a federal grant, Pastor Turner. We don't have a government grant. We go from place to place on faith. Like the missionary training, Group 8 will send us on to the next place. So we want you to do that. If you want to get a Rainbow Chapter going to be a part of it, we're organizing 1,000 churches. Reverend, I want the church to have, within the church, take one room for a tech center. We want at least 30 computers. Teach our children apps and codes. Teach them technology. Technology is our future. Not cotton, not tobacco, not coal. Technology is our future. So our children must learn the science and language of their day. So we were trying to get 1,000 churches that connect all around. I want this mighty house to be a part of 1,000 churches connected. But now somebody here, Spirit tells me, you're 18 or older, and you're not a registered voter. You may not be registered. You may have changed your name. You may have changed your address. You may not have voted lately. If you're 18 or older, you're not a registered voter, please stand. Be fair with me. If you're 18 or older, you're not registered. Stand. If you're 18 or older. If you are registered, raise your right hand to heaven. If you are registered, raise your right hand to heaven. If your hand is up, get up now. Raise your right hand to heaven. So I declare, I am a registered voter. I know I'm in church on Sunday, Monday morning. I should not lie. I declare unto the heavens, I am a registered voter. If I'm lying, in church on Monday morning, I hope I lose my job and never hit the lotto. Let me express again my thanks to Pastor and Sister Turin. I want you to take these envelopes. Some people in here can fill them up and out. Some people here would give $100 or more because you're able to. Some would give $50, $25, $10. Give us your blessed to give. It keeps us moving. We're here today. We go to Lynchburg, and Lynchburg, we're going to Norfolk and Suffolk. And that's how we're sustaining ourselves. If you have a question to ask, I want somebody to ask a question about what's on you, what you see we need to do. Because this really is a town hall meeting. You got to raise. You want to raise a question? Let me have the mic, please. Okay, is there any questions? If you really want to get passed, I want you to help to convene you and the legislator, the the representative, should I say, convene. If you want to get, you figure out what night of the week y'all want to meet. We can be overlapping in NAACP, but with the same family.
So we can
connect and have turn this energy, because if you're disconnected, so we're not divided. So much as we're disconnected. If your light bulb ain't connected, that ain't gonna come on. Any questions? Whatever's on your mind. Yes, ma'am. Next steps is turn them in to Pastor Churn, and he'll connect with Gary Flowers. That's the first thing. Second thing is, there's a big election in November the 7th. So November 7th, big election. Let me tell you what we did last Saturday in Richmond. They said the Klan's going to march on Robert E. Lee statue. And everybody's all hyped because the press, the Klan coming. Asking what I said, if I was you, while they're marching on Lee Street, you should be marching to register and vote.
That's right.
And so don't give them no audience.
That's right.
So the Klan finally came, all 20. So our agenda, not reacting to the Klan. Our agenda is not name calling. We cannot fight hate with hate. We cannot fight meanness with meanness. We must fight fear with courage, hate with love, and move on of the King's highway. And don't give an enemy an audience. You know, when Jesus was born, the wise men they knew what Herod's agenda was. The Bible says the wise men went back another way than the brother Churn. Said wise men and wise women. When these guys walk around with armed, with open carry guns, they're looking for trouble. Say, if you know where they are, don't go there, really. Say, if I know people are walking around with guns, looking for somebody to shoot, if I'm wise, go another way. We'll meet them at the polls. November the 7th. That's our big rally is November the 7th. That makes sense to you guys? And so they came, all 20 of them came, with enough of them to put their arms around the statue, and they went on back home. They were upset because we were not there. And I want to be just that wise. If they come, let them come. And let the statues are coming down. Hatred is going to be removed. Fear is going to go down. We're going forward by hope, not backwards, by fear. Forward by hope, not backwards, by fear. So fill out your envelopes right now and don't take them home, because if you take them home, the spirit will get cold and you won't do anything with them. Fill them out right. Everything except the food stamp, but that's illegal. Fill it out now, and you want to be a part of it. And even if you have no money, because it's not about that. We need your name and you need you in our database. Even if I have no money, fill out the envelope, be a part of the communications database. To have this many people in church on a Monday morning means something is on your mind that you're not telling me right now. See, if I'm in church on early, on Monday morning, something's on my mind. We're going to a community college. Russell, where is that college?
We're going to Roanoke College.
We're going to Roanoke College, and those students, we're going to register them to vote today. Then we're going on to Lynchburg. Please pray for us on this journey. We need your prayers. And God will hear and answer prayers. God will heal our land. We need your support as we go around. We're going to have a higher than usual. I'm not telling you who to vote for. So I'm not telling you who to vote for. But if you're intelligent, vote for your own interest. Vote for affordable health care. Don't be sidetracked by Obamacare. Vote for affordable education. Vote for Medicaid for those who need it. Give our vote and vote right in our democracy. Good things will come our way. Love you guys very much. Bye-bye.